morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Today's daf is Masechet Sukkah, daf Yudalid. We are learning about the materials that are kosher for schach. Key rule, schach has to be out of material. That number one, grows in the ground. Number two, has been detached from where it's growing. It's no longer attached to the ground. And number three, it's still in a natural state. It's still unable to become tummy. It wasn't turned into a bowl, into a machine. You know, it's not a kli. It's not a utensil. It's davar she'eino makabel tumah, something which doesn't have the ability to become tummy. So anything which has the ability to become tummy, even if it comes from the ground originally, is not kosher for schach. A shirt. A guy has a linen shirt. The shirt comes from flax. Comes from the ground. So what? It can become tummy now. Clothing can become tummy. So that he can't use for schach.
Fruit.
You can't use fruit because fruit can become tummy. Foods can become tummy. There's tumas ochlim. There's the impurity of foods. So you can't use apples. You can't use oranges as your schach. Something which can become tummy. So we learned yesterday that there's another thing which can become tummy besides the fruit. The handle to the fruit. The same is true as the utensil. The handle to a utensil has the ability to become tummy. Yados kelim, or yados ha'ochlin, can become impure. I think back to one time I was with a group here from here. We were at the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael. We were picking oranges for poor people at a program called Leket near Rehovot. So if you take the orange and you roll it off of the branch, so typically a little bit of the peel is going to come off. And you pluck the orange off of the branch, some of the peel comes off. Now once some of the peel comes off, that orange is not going to last very long because bugs can get in, dirt can get in, it starts to go bad. So how did they want us to take the orange? They wanted us to take the orange, not by yanking the orange off of the tree, either softly spinning the orange until it just detached from the tree, or cutting the little branch with the orange. You take clippers and you clip the branch with the orange. So that little branch that's with the orange, you want it to be there. It's what's helping you to preserve the orange. It's going to last for a week instead of for 2 days. And that branch is the way you move the orange around. You'll hold the branch and carry the orange this way. It's easier versus carrying the orange itself. So when you have a handle, let's say a piece of wood that's still attached to the fruit that you want it to be there, in the same way the fruit is a food which can become tameh, the handle also can become tameh. Yados, the handles can become tummies. So there's a concept of yados, handles. Handles can become impure. So now, in regards to a sukkah, the same way you can't make schach out of fruit, and you can't make schach out of wheat, and you can't make schach out of grapes, you couldn't make schach out of the handles that are attached to the fruit and that you want them to be with the fruit, because the handles also have the ability to become tummy. So that's just introductory concepts. So we learned yesterday that Rav Menashe Bar Gada said in the name of Rav Huna, if somebody cuts down wheat in order to put the wheat on his sukkah as schach, so what does he want? He wants the hay to be the schach. He doesn't want the wheat kernels because the wheat kernels are a puzzle. So as far as he's concerned, he doesn't even want the hay to be close to the wheat kernels anymore because he wishes these wheat kernels wouldn't be here. So now the entirety of the hay is kosher schach. The entirety of the hay is kosher schach because he doesn't want it to serve as a handle. If he doesn't want it to serve as a handle, it doesn't have the status of handle. To have the status of handle, it can become tummy, and therefore it's not kosher schach. You have to want this connection. He doesn't want the connection anymore. Therefore, it's okay.
But aren't they worried that on Shabbos someone might want to
on Sukkos?
On
because everything's muktzah. The schach's muktzah. No one's going to touch it.
But just like they wouldn't commit, they don't want
So everybody knows it's muktzah. They know not to touch. It's fine.
Yes,
sir. Says the Gemara.
What kind?
Neima, this is about 15 lines up from the bottom here of your Gimel Amud Beis. Neima, the Rav Menashe Bar Gada Tanai. Maybe this line of Rav Menashe Bar Gada, that wheat cut down to be used as chach, the chaff, the hay part of the wheat, does not have the status of a handle. Maybe that is something which is a machlokas of Tanaim, the Tanaim within a Braisa. Sochei te'enim, the branches of fig trees, uvahen te'enim, that have figs hanging on them. Parkilin, the branches of grapevines, uvahen anavin, with grapes on them. Kashin, hay, uvahen shibalim, and on them stalks with kernels. Mechabdos, branches of dates, uvahen tzmar, and with these branches there are dates, kulan, all of them, and they're put up as chachim, solus mubala ochlin. If there's more branches and there are fruits, there's more of stuff which is, you know, not food. You know, the psoles, like the word pesel. Psoles garn v'yekev. Pas p'chami garnika v'yekvecha. That's the concept. If there's more stuff which is not edible, so then you have a majority over the fruit, which is pasul, and it's kasher. Bim la, but if you don't have a majority, if you have equal amounts of fruit, two branches, psula the sukkah would be pasul. If you'd have a majority of fruit, the sukkah would be pasul. Acherim say, namely Rabbi Meir, the others say, it's not enough to have just a majority of chaff more than the wheat kernels. You have to have more hay than the wheat kernels, plus the handles to the wheat kernels. To the part of hay right next to the wheat kernels, because there is a status of handle here. So my love, so presumably, this, the point of Rabbi Menashe Bar Gada is the argument. Mar Savar, one holds Yesh Len Yados, that even though you're harvesting the wheat and you're putting the wheat up on the schach, as schach, there is a status of handle here. So you need to be mevatel, you need to annul the handle, you need to have a majority of kasher schach, not just more than the fruits, more than the wheat, but more than the handle to the wheat. Mar Savar, the other one holds like Rav Menashe Bar Gada, that Ein Len Yados, since you don't really want them to be connected, you don't want the wheat to be together with the stalks. You'd rather that they be disconnected, because the wheat's not kosher. So therefore, it doesn't have a status of a handle to food. So as the Gemara of Rabbi Abba, according to Rabbi Abba, who said that not only in regards to sukkahs, but even a guy who cuts down branches to make wine out of grapes, and he brings branches with grapes to the wine press, Rabbi Abba said that such a person, those branches don't have the status of, they can't be makabel tumah, they don't have the ability to become tumah, they don't have a status of yados. So he would certainly hold that if you're going to say that there's yados in regards to cutting for schach, certainly he would say that person would certainly say that there's yados, there's handles, and when you cut for wine, so vaday tanoi, he would certainly agree that it's a machlokas tanoi. However, the Menashe Bar Gada, Milema Tanayu, who says that it's Machlokas Tanayu? Amal Chav Menashe, Menashe will tell you, the Kuli Amal Sarvi Akotz L'Schach Ein Lo Yados. Maybe everybody agrees with my law. Everybody agrees that if you cut down wheat, because you want to use the wheat as schach, so the handle to the kernels does not have the status of a handle. Rachab Mayaskin, and here what are we dealing with? Kigon Shikotzan L'Achila. He cut it down because he wanted to eat them. So since he cut it down to eat them, so the handle has a status of a handle to food. And now, Nimlach Aleyem L'Sikuch. Now he's changing his mind. He wants to use it as schach. So therefore, since he wants to use it now as schach, but originally it was cut down for food, it still has the status of a handle. You have to annul the handle. Ask the Mari Kotzon L'Achila, if that's the case, it was cut down originally for food. My time, I had Rabbanah. Why does the first view not hold that you have to annul the handle? It was a handle. You're going to tell me because I've rabbanon the rabbanon hold came in the mechalei and the sikuch, since he changed his mind and now he wants to use it as schach, but b'lei machshavto, so his intention changes the status. We are on the second to last line of Gimel Amud Beis. Umi bat b'lei machshavah b'hachi, can a change of mind change a status of making things able to become tamei? What's that? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Kol hakelim, all utensils. We know that a utensil has the ability to become tamei. But something which is not a utensil does not have the ability to become tamei. So let's say you have a leather maker. He takes a bunch of leather and he cuts it up and he puts oils in it and he stretches it out. He finished it. And they ask him, okay, what do you want this leather to be for? He says, oh, this leather is a tablecloth. Okay, so it's a utensil. Then somebody else comes in and says, you know, I need shoes. He says, oh, I'm going to take that tablecloth, I'm going to cut it up and, you know, sort of go back to square one, make out of it shoes. And now it's not a utensil. It's raw material. He's making shoes out of it. So if he just says, I'm going to make it into shoes, it's still a utensil. It still can become tummy, because he had already said it before it was a tablecloth. But if he starts cutting it up, that's already a sign that it's not a tablecloth anymore. That's a sign that it's making it into shoes, and it's not finished shoes yet. So it's not able to become tummy. So we learned in the Mishnah, kol hakelim, all utensils. Now starting today's daf, yudal amud aleph, kol hakelim, all utensils. Yotim deitzumah b'machshava. They enter into the status of being able to become impure just with a thought, with a declaration. Ain't only mitumasa, but once there was a declaration to make them of a certain status that they can become tummy, they don't lose the ability to become tummy. Elabashina maisa, only if there was an action that literally changed them. Maisa motzi miyad maisa. An action can change a status of something which was imposed by means of an action. Umiyad machshava, and an action can change the status of something that was imposed, a status that was imposed by means of thoughts. However, machshava, just a thought, ain't a motziya lo miyad maisa. Right? If a guy made a tablecloth out of leather, and he says, no, what, I'm going to make shoes out of this leather. Sorry, it's still able to become tameh. You haven't done anything yet. Machshava eino motzi lo miyad maisa lo miyad machshava. If he just has a thought about something and has a thought now a different way, it doesn't remove its status. V'chitim, if you're going to tell me, hani mili kelim dechashivi. That's true about utensils. Utensils are prominent. So once they were given a status of a particular utensil, to remove that status, there has to be an action. Avul yados, but the handles of food. Letzorach achila ninu. That's something which you're just for the sake of eating. So b'machshava nase. So through thoughts, it gets the status of a handle. B'machshava salka. And through a thought, now saying, oh, I'm not going to use it for eating. I'm not going to eat this stuff. I'm using it as schach. So now the handle's not a handle because it doesn't help me. I don't want the connection anymore. So just through a thought, I can remove the status. But now, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Whenever you have handles to foods, and because it's a handle to the food, it has the ability to become tummy. If they were crushed, basasan normally means crushed. If they were crushed in the stylo, now they're no longer a handle, they're tzar. They don't have the ability to become tummy. So, what do you see? It was just food because it was a handle because of a thought. And now, there had to be an action to remove its status. Now, if you're going to say that basan doesn't mean really crushed, basan just means that a bundle of it, and he undid the bundle, now it doesn't have the status of a handle, then it's okay. So that's not really much of an action, so thoughts also could change the status. According to the view that explains that basan is basan mashat, mamash literally has to be crushed to remove the status of a handle. So Michael, man, what are you going to say over here? So I said, I'll tell you what I'll say over here. Over here, the case was that it was literally crushed. The case of this brisa, where you have the argument between the Tanakama and Acherim, somebody cut down wheat to use the wheat as schach. I'm sorry, he cut down the wheat to eat the wheat. So when he cuts it down to eat the wheat, he wants the connection between the stalk and the kernels, because it's going to make it easier for him to get to the kernels, easier to carry around the kernels. So the stalk has the status of a handle because it's connected to these kernels. It's fine. You cut it down to have it connected. And then he turns around and he says, you know what? I'm going to crush it. And he crushes it. So since he crushed it and now he put it up on eschach, now it's no longer has the status of a handle. And that's why, according to the Tanakhama, he doesn't have to annul the handle part of the chaff. Just needs to annul the kernels. Says the Gemara, Yachi, if that's the case, my time of the Acherim. Why did the Acherim say that there's still a handle status to this hay, to the piece of hay next to the kernels? He crushed the hay. And so the Gemara, the Amr, the Acherim, they're saying Kirib Yossi. They're saying like Kirib Yossi. The time with the mission of Yossi Mitame. Kirib Yossi holds that when you have Yados HaOchlin, when you have handles to food items and bust them, then you crush them, they still, these handles still can become tummy. Says the Gemara, one second. Hi, my. What do you mean? What's the comparison? Mishmal has some time with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's reasoning in that Mishnah of Yadol Sakelim Shabbasan. It's because Chazal look at Rav Shimon Lakish, because even though the handle's been crushed, it's still helpful. As Rish Lakish says, it's in a silo. You want to move the food from one corner to the other corner. Rav Shimon Lakish, holy uyos, lofen be'etzer. Since there's still some handle there, even though it's crushed, this is helpful to be able to move it around with a pitchfork. Halach, but over here, lemay chazya. What's it going to be used for? Answer the Gemara, chazya. It's used. That's what it's worthwhile for. Is lechisasar. Is that once he's going to take apart the sukkah, he wants to take apart the schach. The minkat luhu begilai, to be able to remove the schach by having some stalks there. Right, having some stalks there is going to help him to remove the schach. So therefore, it is still considered a handle according to the Acherim, and therefore you need to have hay equal hay, a majority of hay, not just a majority over the kernels, but a majority also over the part that's right next to the kernels.
Rabbi, going back to your example of the leather on the tablecloth, so if somebody ordered leather tablecloths and then they canceled the order, that leather now would still maintain the status of becoming susceptible to tumah?
Yeah, it had been made to be a tablecloth. You have to do something to take it out of the status of
the
tablecloth.
The order was canceled and now it's just still, back in inventory. Yeah. So it's still susceptible.
Yeah. Kufa, we learned before, kol yados ochlin, the handles of food, shebasan bagoren, that he crushed them in the storage area, tahoros, now the handles do not have the ability to become tameh, they're now tor. And Rabbi Yossi mitameh, Rabbi Yossi says they still have the ability to become tameh. My basasan, what's the meaning of this word, basasan? Rabbi Yochanan amar basasan mamish, literally crushed them. All it means is untying their knot. If they're bundled together, to untie the bundle. I understand it from Belazar's view, who says it's just to untie them. That's Rabbi Yossi. It's still tummy. All it was done was untied. It didn't change it. Rabbi Yochanan says it's literally crushed. Why does Rabbi Yossi say it's still able to become tummy? Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Lakish answered, because still it's useful, because you can turn them over with a pitchfork. Amr Belazar said, why is the prayer of tzaddikim compared to a pitchfork? We'll have to tell you, just like the pitchfork turns the grain in the silo from one area to another area, that's also the power of the prayer of tzaddikim. Transforms God's intentions from the way of uncaring to the way of mercy. That's the power of the prayer of tzaddikim. Sometimes the tzaddikim pray and they don't feel like they got the answer that they were looking for. So we have a tradition. The prayers of tzaddikim never go to waste. I mean, it doesn't look like they got what they asked for, but really they're going to get it. So for example, Avram Avinu, he davens for the people of stone. Maybe there are 50 tzaddikim, maybe 45, maybe 40, maybe 30, maybe 20, maybe 10. And Hashem says, no, there aren't. So why did Hashem tell Avram Avinu about stone? Hashem knew he wasn't going to change his mind. So why have Avram Avinu prayed, maybe for 50, maybe 45, maybe 40? The answer is all of those prayers helped. There are times when the Am Yisrael are acting like stone. And why don't we get destroyed like stone? Because Avram Avinu davened for stone. And since Avram Avinu davened for stone, his prayer is still there for us, because that's the power of prayer. The power of prayer transforms the attribute of harshness into the attribute of mercy. Yeah, please, a question, Izzy.
Now, by doing maaseh, separating the adot, separating the fruit from the branch, is this not the important part? Now the piece of wood, it's not going to be mekabel tumah because I moved the fruit from it.
Good. If you removed it, that for sure would work.
A
big act would certainly work to change it. Yeah, question. Exactly. Yitzchak and Rivka, right?
So isn't also a little bit of an like to use that verb is more his personality as well. His personality, his sort of special nature was be to be in the field, be outside.
Mm. So nice, that, beautiful.
The idea that you know, his prayer was taken, his field was taken in a certain way, so that we also can, you know, be accepted in our own ways that we approach our Hashem.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Next Mishnah. Nesachachim and Nesarim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can make eschach, you can use plain planks of wood, boards of wood. Rabbi Meir, Oster, Rabbi Meir says you can't make boards of wood eschach. Why? So as we're going to see, Rabbi Meir holds of something called gzeiras tikra. A board of wood, a plain board of wood should be good. It's from a tree, it's wood, came from the ground, it's detached from the ground. It's plain. Flat, doesn't have the ability to become tummy. Pshuta clay eights, plain wood items do not have the ability to become tummy. However, Rabbi Meir says you can't use it because of a decree. He says today a guy is going to sit under a sukkah of plain boards of wood, and tomorrow he's going to say, I'm staying in my house because my house has a roof of wood. So my house is also good, it has a roof of wood. This will be confused with his own house. All right. Let's say a person puts on a sukkah a board that's four tefachim wide. So even though that itself would not be kasher, kshera, the sukkah is going to become kasher. Why? Because you put it by next to the wall. If you put schach pasel next to the wall, it's normally four tefachim worth of schach pasel disqualifies a sukkah. But if it's next to a wall, then the wall just swallows it. It's not considered part of the wall. That can go all the way up till four amos. Remember, there's six tefachim to each amma. So up to 23 tefachim. You can get swallowed up as part of the wall. It's called Dofen Akuma, the bending of a wall. So if he takes a board, which is four tefachim wide or wider, and he puts it next to the wall, the sukkah is kosher, because since it's next to the wall, it's like swallowed by the wall. But you're supposed to sleep under schach. You're not supposed to sleep under a wall. You're not supposed to eat under a wall. You eat under the schach. But actually, you shouldn't have to. You can't sleep underneath it. All right, so we had, again, the beginning of the Mishnah, an argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Boards. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can use them. As Chach, Rabbi Meir says you can't. So now an argument between Rav and Shmuel. What are they arguing? What are Yehuda and Rabbi Meir arguing about? Amar Rav, Rav says, Machlokas, Ben Asarim, Shish, Ben Arba. The argument is about boards that are four tefachim wide. As Rashi explains, most of their roofs were made of boards that were four tefachim wide. Rabbi Meir is like Zeres Tikra. Rabbi Meir holds that there's such a problem as we're worried about a roof. Rashi explains, Rabbi Meir the Pasil, Rabbi Meir says it's no good. It's like Zeres Tikra. He holds that there is a decree of don't do things that might lead you to just sit under a roof. If I would allow a sukkah with, you know, flat boards on its top, my person might come to say, Mali l'sakech ba'elu, what difference to me is there to make schach out of this? Mali leishev tachas koros besi versus just sitting under the beams of my house. I've even a sar makura. The beams of my house also is roofed with planks. Vahu vaday pasul. And to sit at home is certainly not the mitzvah. So come, Rachmana. Hashem said, go out into a booth. The low basis shall call you Moshe Hashana. Don't stay in the house that you live in the whole year. That can't work. So again, Rav holds the argument is with boards that are four tefachim wide. According to Rav Meir, there's a problem of don't use the flat boards because it might lead a person to just stay at home. And Rav Yehuda less like Zeres Tikra. Rav Yehuda is not worried about that. The guy built it. He's not going to just stay at home. Doesn't have that problem. And at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda holds the boards come from the wood, the ground, and they're detached. It can't become tummy. It's okay. However, it says Rav Avun Nisarim in the Gemara now, the second line of the Gemara. Avun Nisarim Sheish Ben Arba, Shein Ben Arba. But if you have a plank of wood, it's only three tefachim wide, or two tefachim wide. It doesn't have four tefachim of width to it. Divrei Hakol Ksheira. Rav holds everybody holds it's kosher. It's regular beams. It's beams. It's kanim. It's reeds. It's fine. Ushmuel and Shmuel disagreed. He said, "B'shein ben arba machlokas." The whole argument is with the beams that are not four tefachim wide. Avli yesh ben arba, but if it's four tefachim wide, Dibriya kol psula. Everybody agrees to the idea of gzeiras tikra. Even Rabbi Yehuda would hold this pasul. Ein ben arba asks the Gemara if it's not four tefachim wide. Afilu pachos mishlosh on less than three tefachim wide, Rabbi Meir is going to disqualify it. Hakanim ba'almaninu. That's just regular. It's regular reeds. Why is that a problem? That should be great. Psulis gorn viyakev. Amrav Papa, Rav Papa answered, Achikam, this is what it means. This is what Shmuel means. Yesh ben arba, if it's four tefachim wide, which is how most roofs are made with planks that are four tefachim wide, The Reakol Psul, everybody agrees that those planks can't be used for a sukkah, because if people could use that, they might use their roof. Pachos Mishlosha, and if it's less than 3 tvachim wide, the Reakol Ksher, everybody would agree that it is kosher. My time of Kanim Ba'amalinu, that's just reeds. Keep Ligi, where is there an argument? Mishlosha Adarba, from 3 till 4. Mar Savar, one holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds. Kiv Lesnu Shir Makom. This is not the right amount to be a prominent place. A prominent place is always 4. This is not the prominent amount. So Lo Gazina, here there's no decree. Mar Savar, the other one holds. Kiv Nafkum Mitoris Lavud. Since it's 3, it's not Lavud. It's not just filled in. Gazina, we make the decree. And we learned in our Mishnah, not only on Nesheshu Rachav Arba Tvachim, if he puts on the sukkah, a board, which is 4 tvachim wide, Ksheira, the sukkah's kosher. I'm talking about putting the board next to the wall. But you can't sleep under it because it's wall, it's not tzach. Now, according to Shmuel, Dam B'Shem Ben Arba Machlokes, the argument is when it's 3. Abuyesh Ben Arba, but if it's 4, Devi Hakol Psula, everybody agrees that a board that's 4 tvachim wide is possible. That's why you can't sleep under it. You're sleeping on the schach pasul. Okay, it's a kosher sukkah because it's schach pasul is part of the wall, but it's schach pasul. El Rav, but according to Rav, Darm B'sheish Ben Arba Machlokas, that the argument is when you have a plank that's 4 tvachim wide, that there's an argument. Rav Yehuda holds such a thing as kosher. Avalim Ben Arba D'Riakul Ksher, if it's not 4 tvachim wide, everybody agrees that it's kosher. So now, if it's 4 tvachim wide, the Rav Yehuda, Amayla Yishin Tachtav, according to Rav Yehuda, why can't you sleep under it? It's kosher schach. Answer the Gemara, okay. Rav Yehuda doesn't agree with this line. Me Savatiri Akoli, do you think that this line was everybody's opinion? Seifas on the Rabbi Meir, the last line that says that a plank that's 4 tvachim wide, you can't sleep under it, that's the view of Rabbi Meir, who holds that broad planks are disqualified to be schach. Tashma, come in here, proof. We're about to turn the page of Yud Zalad. Tashma, come in here, proof. We have a brisa, Stinim and Starfin. 2 sheets will combine with each other and will disqualify a sukkah. We know when you have pasul schach, 4 tvachim worth of pasul schach in the middle of the sukkah disqualifies the sukkah. So if you have a sheet that's, I don't know, 3 tvachim, and next to it another sheet that's also 3 tvachim wide, they combine, and now you have a disqualified sukkah. Shnei nesarim, but 2 planks ain't mitzdarfin, they don't combine to ruin the sukkah. Rabbi Meir, who said in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to use planks, says, af nesarim kizdinim. Planks are like sheets, and they combine to ruin a sukkah. So now, Bishma l'Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Darm B'Shem Ben Arba Machlokas, the argument is, when you have a plank that's only between 3 tvachim to 4 tvachim, that's where Rebbe Meir passes, and Rebbe Yehuda holds its kosher. Abu Yesh Ben Arba, but if you have a plank of 4 tvachim, you have a hakol psul, everybody agrees that it's pasul. So my mitzdarfin, what are we talking about when you talk about combining? Mitzdarfin l'arba, combining to be 4 tvachim of pasul schach.
They have to be next to each other?
Next to each other, that's
right.
So one is on one side. Here, like this, okay. Next to each other. El Rab, but according to Rav, Ben Arba Machlokas, that if the plank is 4 tvachim wide, everybody agrees it's no good. Avalein Ben Arba, but if it's not 4 tvachim wide, everybody agrees that it's kosher. So what combination do we have here? Eichidami, what's the case? Edis Bu Arba, if the plank itself is 4 tvachim wide, the level it's doofy, what do we need combining for? I have pasul schach, and I have 4 tvachim worth of pasul schach. So I don't combine it with anything. It ruins the sukkah. In the last bar, but if it doesn't have 4 tvachim, am I? What do you mean combining? It's kosher schach. Kosher schach is okay. What combining? These are just reeds. So I said, lo, in this bar, but we're talking about, according to Rav, where it is a plank of 4 tvachim, and only according to Rabbi Meir is it pasul sukkah, pasul schach. My mitzdarfin, what does it mean combining? Mitzdarfin la arba amos menatzad. Combining to get to 4 amos from the side. Because remember, if you put pasul schach next to the wall, so it's still kosher because the wall just bends over. But if you'd have more than 4 amos worth of pasul schach next to the wall, then you can't bend over the wall. The wall can go all the way up to 4 amos. That's the law of Dofen Akuma. A wall can bend up to 4 amos, not more than 4 amos. So if you had a plank, now 4 amos is 24 tvachim. If you had a plank of 4 tvachim, and next to it another plank of 4 tvachim, next to another plank of 4 tvachim, Rabbi Meir says, this is all pasul schach. You have 6 planks next to each other. Now you have 24 tvachim worth of pasul schach, and it's too much. You can't make dofen akuma. That's what the Brice is talking about, combining for the sake of dofen akuma. Yes, midrash. Lishnachrina, a different version of this conversation. Bishmal Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Dabar B'Shem Ben Arba Machlokes, says when you have boards that aren't four tefachim wide, that's when you have the argument. Avliyesh Ben Arba, but you have boards that are four tefachim wide. Hakol Psul, everybody agrees it's possible. Everybody agrees to the concept of Zeres Tikra. So my mitzdarfin. So then, what is when we talk about Rabbi Meir says it is mitzdarif. Chacham say it's not mitzdarif. Mitzdarif and la'arav is minatzad. Mitzdarif to get to four amos on the side. El Rav, but according to Rav, who holds that the whole argument is about whether there is gzeiras tikra. So Bishmal Rabbi Meir holds that there's gzeiras tikra. My mitzdarif and I understand what it means combining mitzdarif and la'arav is minatzad. Combining to get to four amos next to the wall. Eller Biyuda, but according to Biyuda, Dama Afilu Yesh Ben Arba Amos Ksheru, says that even if it is four Amos, even if the board is four Tfachim wide, it's Kasher. So my aim at Starf, what does it mean? He says, oh, the boards don't combine. What do you mean they don't combine? The boards are Kasher Schach. Kana Ba'amalinu, they're all Kasher Schach. And of course, Kasher Schach doesn't combine with each other to create a problem. You're right. It's the wrong terminology. I did come Reb Meir Mitzdarfin, since Reb Meir says it's pasul schach and it's so much and it can combine with to get to you to really create a problem even from the side. Reb Yehuda says ein mitzdarfin, doesn't combine, but really what he means is of course it doesn't combine. It's kasher schach. All right, again we have an argument between Rav and Shmuel. In our Mishnah we had an argument whether you can make boards to be schach. According to Rav, the view of Rabbi Yehuda says you can use boards as schach is absolute. You can use a very, very wide board as a schach. There's no decrees. To remain, there's a decree. Don't use wide boards because that's what you use for a roof. And then if you use that for schach, people might think you can even just sit under a roof. According to Shmuel, everybody agrees that there's a decree. Don't use wide boards because then people might use roofs. The argument is between 3 and 4. Whether 3 and 4 is considered normal use for a roof or not, Rabbi Meir holds even 3 to 4. Even a board that's between 3 and 4 tefachim can't be used. And a beautiful between 3 and 4 tefachim could be used. It's not the boards of the roofs. Tanya Gavaze de Rav, we have a braisa supporting Rav, that they're arguing about whether this whole concept of gzeiras tikra, whether there's a decree, don't use very wide boards, because then people might sit under a roof. And Tanya, we have a braisa Gavaze de Shmuel, like Shmuel. Tanya Gavaze de Rav, we have a braisa like Rav. We learned in the braisa, sikcha bin asarim shal erez, if somebody puts a schach on top of his sukkah, boards of cedar, she'ein behen arba'a, that are not four tefachim wide. They're three tefachim. They're v'yakol k'sheir, everybody agrees it's kasher. Yesh behen arba'a, but if they're four tefachim or more wide, then Rabbi Meir posts Rabbi Meir says it's no good, because he's worried that people are going to use roofs. And Rabbi Yehuda machshir, mamish, exactly like Rav. Continues the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a board that's four tefachim wide is kosher. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda wanted to prove his point. He said, "Ma'isa b'shasa sakana." There was a time during a period of danger when the Romans said you can't make sukkahs. So what do? Have you in a sarm show you ben arba? We brought planks that were four tefachim wide and we put them over our porch. They would think we're just filling in our porch. They wouldn't think that it's a sukkah. They didn't put up any gedolim pictures on the porch. They put planks to make it look like it was just planks. And we made a schach on top of a porch. We sat under it. Our mother said to him, "Yisham raya, you think that's a proof? That's not a proof. Ain't shasa sakana raya. That was a time of danger. In a time of danger, you rely on whatever opinion would allow you for it to work. You want to remember the mitzvah. That's not to say that's really a kosher sukkah." Tanya Gavazi de Shmuel, we have a braisa like Shmuel. That everybody agrees to gzeiras tikra. Everybody agrees that there's a problem if the boards are too wide. This price says, sikcha bin asarim shel erez, if a person makes as a roof, as a schach, he uses planks of cedar. Sheyesh ben arba, if they're four tefachim wide, divrei yakol psul, everybody agrees that the sukkah is pasul. Ein ben arba, if they're not four tefachim wide. Then you have the argument, Rabbi Meir, posul even there. Rabbi Yehuda machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kasher. Omod Rabbi Meir, Meir would agree though, shem yesh ben esel neser kim lo neser, that if you have, let's say, three tefachim worth of a board, and then you have three tefachim of empty space. And in that empty space, you filled it with schach kasher. Then it would be kasher. We would agree. That if he puts on a board which is four tefachim wide, that's already not kasher. As we said, everybody agrees according to this price, divrei hakol psula. But if you put that board next to the wall, shayra, the sukkah stays kasher. And you shayna tachtav, you can't sleep under that board. If somebody slept under that board, Lo yatsa yidei chavas, so he doesn't fulfill his obligation. All right, talking about boards that we saw. If a board is four tvachim wide, according to one opinion, everybody agrees it's pasul. That's the view of Shmuel. According to Rav, Rabbi Meir holds it's pasul. Here's where we learned. What happens if Havchan al Tzidein? He has a board that's four tvachim wide and he turns it over on its side. So now, what's actually facing the floor is not four tvachim width. Because it's on its side. It's on its edge. So Rav Huna Amar Psul, it's still pasul because it's considered tzchach pasul no matter how you turn it. And Rav Chizan, Rabbi by Rav Huna Amar, Rav Chizan, Rabbi, the son of Rav Huna said, Ksheiri, it's kosher now. Ikra Rav Nachman Lesura, Rav Nachman once came to Sura. Ule Gabe, Rav Chizan, Rabbi by Rav Huna. Rav Chizan, Rabbi by Rav Huna came in to Rav Nachman to see if he would agree with them that maybe if you turn the boards on their side, now it's kosher. Amalei, they said to Rav Nachman, Havchan al Tzidein Mahu. Amalei said to them, sorry, I don't agree with you, it's Psula. Why? Because nasu kishvudin shematachas, because it's considered like, sticks of metal, like spits of metal. Amaluhu Ravuna. Ravuna said to them, Lo Amri Luchu, didn't I tell you, Amri Kavasi is going to say like me? Amalei, they said to him, Umi Amal in my time of Lo Kabuna Mine, did you explain yourself? And we rejected it. You never explained yourself. You just said if you turn the board over, it's still possible. You didn't say why. You didn't say because now it's considered like pasul stach. Lucy said back to them, did you ask of me the reason that I not tell you? You could have asked me, I could have told you. You never asked, of course, I didn't explain. Okay, maybe the following is a proof. We learned, if you have a sukkah that doesn't hold 7 by 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, it doesn't hold the head, most of the body, and the table. Oh, if it's up here, sorry, there's a hole in the wall of the sukkah that the goat can walk in standing upright. There's a hole from the floor to the wall of more than 3 tefachim. Oh, or you put on it a board that it's 4 tefachim wide. Even if you only put 3 tefachim into the sukkah, psula, it's kasher. Now, how do you have only 3 tefachim of a 4 tefachim wide board in the sukkah? Isn't the case that you turned it on its side? And even though it's possible. Lo, says the Gemara, no, Achamayin Skin, here what are we dealing with? Kigon to Anchapum de Metalasa. He put it at the very front of the sukkah. It's Ayotlasa Lagav, 3 tefachim are going in, and 1 is going out. Avali Pesla Yotzim in a sukkah. So that's like excess schach leaning out of the sukkah. Kol Pesla Yotzim in a sukkah. Nidon Kisukkah. Every excess schach leaning out of the sukkah has the status of the sukkah. So therefore, it's as if all 4 tefachim of this board are in the sukkah, and it disqualifies the sukkah.